Hello, everybody. This is Mark Vines, and welcome to the Mark Vines Show. This is your one-stop shop for the truth, the American way, hope, freedom, and really just your place to find out what the hell is going on with your country and just how crazy it is getting. And, you know, this is going to be a continuation of my series of my discussion of let's talk about what is happening to your country and how we are losing it. And you know what? You don't even know that that's happening because you have a press and a media that is not covering the stories that you need to hear. The media, more and more, is covering for this administration, for Joe Biden, who doesn't know where he is half the time, and he's bringing in all of these left-wing, hardcore Marxist crazies that are destroying this country. And I want to juxtapose a segment from Merrick Garland today, who is now your attorney general. He is your attorney general. This is the person heading up the Department of Justice that is in charge of administering justice in the United States of America. And I want you to hear from him, because I told you that as we move forward, you're not going to just hear my opinion. You're not going to hear from me. You are going to hear from their own mouths what they say and how just crazy this is. And why are we doing this? Because, as you know, the left is now shutting down any avenue for any other dissenting voices to get out and cover the news and cover what's going on. And, you know, platforms like this, these podcasts are really the only way that you are going to hear the truth of what's going on in your country. And I just, you know, guys, we're about 2 months into this administration, and it is just frightening, some of the stuff that were going on. And congratulations to the Democrats. Yeah, congratulations. You now passed a spending bill that is driving us absolutely into the ground. We have no way in my lifetime or yours of ever paying this off. And you're doing it because you are paying back to your supporters the support that they gave you to get into office. And that's fantastic. I love how you put being in office and in your election above what is in the best interest of the United States. So good job, you guys. We are going to pay dearly for that. But I just want you to hear from Merrick Garland. He gave an interview. He's being questioned on the hearing, the Senate hearing, regarding his confirmation hearing. And this is, you know, you can't even make this stuff up. It's incredible. And one of the few things that Mitch McConnell did was prevent this guy from ever getting on the Supreme Court. You know, so we are blessed with that. But the downside is he's now the attorney general. So I don't know if it's a good place or a bad place. But he's not a Supreme Court justice, but he is now the attorney general. So, you know, if you're not familiar with what a Senate confirmation hearing is, it's kind of like a job interview. And you're answering questions about your qualifications to be in that job. And so he's being questioned by the committee. And just, you know, by the way, this isn't all of his responses. This is just some of them. And, well, I'll just let you decide for yourself what you think of this. So here we go. Merrick Garland.
I believe that illegal entry at America's border should remain a crime.
Well, I haven't thought about that question. I just haven't thought about that question. I think that President has made clear that we are a country of with the borders and with a concern about national security. I don't know of a proposal to decriminalize but still make it unlawful to enter. I just don't know the answer to that question. I haven't thought about it.
Will you continue to prosecute unlawful?
Well, this is, again, a question of allocation of resources. The department will prevent unlawful crossing. I don't know. I have to admit, I just don't know exactly what the conditions are and how this is done. I think if I don't know what the current program even is with respect to this. I assume that the answer would be yes.
Guys, I'm not making that up. This is not a joke. This isn't, I know we're getting close to April, but this is not an April Fool's joke. That man I just played for you is the Attorney General of the United States as I speak. He's not ever thought about these questions. He doesn't know. He can't answer them. Does that scare the hell out of you? Because it does me. What in the world have we done, America? What have we done? And by the way, that is far from all of the clips that could be played regarding Merrick Garland. But how do people like this get into office? How is this so? Well, you know, all I can do is just read for you something out of the Washington Post. And so let's just look at what the Washington Post has to say about Merrick Garland. And this is from the Washington Post. It's written by Matt Sapotsky, and it's March 10th, 2021. So this is after he was selected for the position. But here's what they say. Merrick Garland, a longtime federal appeals court judge whose nomination to the Supreme Court Republicans famously refused to consider. Famously. I love that. Because maybe he wasn't qualified. I don't know. You guys just heard that clip. What do you think? He was confirmed as President Biden's Attorney General Wednesday. So senators voted 70-30 to approve Garland's nomination. He will take over a Justice Department which saw its reputation battered as President Donald Trump sought to use its power to benefit his friends and hurt his enemies. You know, nothing like journalism, right? Nothing like just reporting the facts, because we could debate that all day long. Trump did go after people in the Department of Justice, like James Comey, like Peter Strzok, like Andrew McCabe, and like a lot of others, right? Why? Because they needed to be gone after, and they needed to be removed from their position, and frankly, they need to be prosecuted. And you and I both know from hearing that clip I just played you, that isn't going to happen. Now, is it? It's not going to happen. So, you know, a Justice Department which is overseeing several high-profile cases that could be politically perilous. Well, they shouldn't be politically perilous. They shouldn't be political at all. These people should be prosecuted. That is what Trump did, and that's who he was going after. You are the folks that are making this political, and this is a newspaper reporting this. So as a judge, Garland earned a reputation as a moderate consensus builder, and Biden selected him because he was viewed as someone who could restore the Justice Department's credibility and independence from the White House on criminal matters. Really? Really? Build consensus and restore the reputation of the Justice Department. As a reminder, folks, Joe Biden was the vice president under one Barack Obama. Under Barack Obama, the Justice Department went after American citizens without probable cause, without justification, had FISA warrants signed with no justification. They spied on political opponents. They spied on reporters. Have we forgotten? Do we not have a memory, folks? Do we not have a memory at all? Joe Biden was a part of that administration. So he enjoyed bipartisan support in his confirmation. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, said before the vote that Garland had a, quote, long reputation as a straight shooter and legal expert, and that his left-leaning views were within the legal mainstream. I don't know. Did that guy that I just played for you in that clip, did he sound like an expert on anything? In fact, do you think he even knew where he was? So, you know, I'm not a big fan of Mitch McConnell. By the way, I heard someone say to me the other day that, you know, Mike, Mitch McConnell is a diehard Trump supporter. Really? I really get frustrated having to explain to people what is going on in this country. But, you know, it is what it is. But the support was not unanimous. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, who voted against Garland's confirmation, said despite Garland's reputation for integrity, he had refused to make clear that he would stand against the politicization of the department, which we saw during the Obama-Biden years. Well, that's kind of what I just said, isn't it? So good for you, Ted Cruz. Garland has vowed to make decisions on criminal matters without regard to politics, and that the agency on his watch will be dedicated to fighting discrimination and domestic terrorism. He has said his first briefing will focus on the investigation into the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, a sprawling nationwide case that already has produced charges against about 300 people. Hey, well, you know that's fantastic. Hey, but how about the siege on the White House? How about the riots that went all summer long where it injured hundreds of police officers, some of whom are blinded permanently, many are maimed and hurt? Are you doing those investigations, Mr. Garland? Are you? Are you really? I don't even know what to say about this. Garland will be taking office later than his recent predecessors. Trump's first attorney general, Jeff Sessions, was confirmed on January 8, 2017, and President Barack Obama's first attorney general, Eric Holder, was confirmed on February 2, 2009. But their nominations were announced earlier during the presidential transition than Garland's was. Garland's confirmation came with more bipartisan support than Trump's nominees received. You know, that's not real important to the state. You know, is this a comparison? You know, the House and the Senate, you have to understand, changes with every election. So there's different people. You know, this is really kind of a stupid comment because the makeup of the House and the Senate is different during the different periods. So you know, you can't really just say, well, this person got more votes than that person, because it's not the same people that were making the votes. And Attorney General William P. Barr was confirmed in a 54-45 vote. In the Obama administration, Attorney General Loretta Lynch had been confirmed in a 56-43 vote, and Holder was confirmed in a 75-21 vote. And I don't really understand what the importance of that is. But even before Garland was in the job, the Justice Department had been steadily rolling back policies adopted during the Trump administration and changing its position in civil cases. But with Garland in place, officials are expected to do even more. And I will tell you, I expect that to happen too. You know, all these investigations into Hunter Biden, into James Comey, into McCabe and et al. Do you are not going to see any of those cases come to fruition because they will be stomped out. So I'm sure he's going to be rolling all kinds of things back. So Garland, for example, will have to craft a new criminal charging policy for the Justice Department after Biden's acting Attorney General, Monty Wilkinson, took what he called the interim step of revoking the Trump-era directive that prosecutors should seek the most serious provable charges. What? Trump-era directive that prosecutors should seek the most serious provable charges. Isn't that kind of what we do in law enforcement? That's a Trump-era thing? That, I mean, isn't that what we should be doing? But in any way, Garland also probably will have to decide what posture the Justice Department will take on implementing the federal death penalty, which had been paused in the Obama administration but resumed under Trump. Garland has signaled he is open to a pause and that it would be within Biden's purview to order as such. Garland also suggested he would favor a relaxation of the department's pursuit of marijuana cases in states where the substance is legal, and has suggested he favors again using court-enforced consent decrees to spur changes at local police departments, a tactic the Trump administration had all but abandoned. Such changes would push the department leftward and probably would draw some new conservative criticism, I bet. And I'm going to come back to that. So Obama had tapped Garland for the Supreme Court seat in 2016, although Republicans refused even to hold a hearing on the nomination, saying the vacancy left by Justice Antonin Scalia's sudden death had come too close to the election. When Trump won the election, he tapped Neil Gorsuch to fill the seat. Garland's becoming attorney general will leave a vacancy on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, which Biden will be able to fill. Now, let's talk about those departments. See, this is a fundamental difference, folks, between conservatives and the left, is we believe that government is best run by the people that are closest to that particular government. I'm not a big fan, and I, by the way, I'm a retired FBI agent, if you didn't already know that. I'm not a big fan of the federal government coming in and telling local agencies and state agencies how they should run. I mean, we have a role on civil rights, and we have a role in investigating corruption and those types of matters. There is a role for the federal government. But when it comes to the day-to-day administration of those organizations, that's best left up to the state and local governments, because that's, after all, our founders, that's what it was. You know, the federal government, if you're not familiar with American history, actually had a fairly limited role in the daily runnings of, you know, people's lives. But the left, you know, because it's the nanny state, they want to run every single department. They want to run every, they want to nationalize everything. And they want this, the levers of power to come from Washington. And so they can run all of these local governments. You know, we are against that. We reject that as conservatives. And I really think that this is a bad idea for the federal government to get in and tell local agencies what they should and should not be doing, with the exception of corruption and criminal cases and things along those lines. You know, I get that. We have a role. But that's, make no mistake, that's not what these people are doing. What these people are doing is they want to go in and actually run. If they could federalize all police departments in the United States, they would do that. And I'm absolutely against that. So, guys, again, this is part of just my rolling out to you. What is in your government today? And you make your own decision as to whether you are happy about this or not. Merrick Garland is all for open borders. He's all for catch and release. And by the way, for those of you that are scared to death of the COVID virus, which came from Wuhan, China, that's why we call it here the China virus, they are okay with people testing positive with the Wuhan, China virus and releasing them into your community. That is not a joke. I'm not making that up. This is not partisan politics. It's a fact. And that's what you have in your United States government today, folks. So happy Friday. On that note, I hope that this is news that will just uplift you and give you a great weekend. And I hope you just do have a good weekend and enjoy yourself. The weather is starting to get nice outside. So this is Mark Vines. Thank you again for joining me, and I will be talking with you soon. I'm out.